This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and guess who else is here this morning?
Good morning.
That would be the inimitable Miss Robin, soon to be Miss No More.
Yeah, that's right. I gotta change my email address.
I know. Well, how's everybody doing this morning? We're just here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and Chris Klaproth, our producer, will be here to take your phone call and direct you in the right path to get on the air and, you know, get with us. And so here we are, right here on WCBM 680, which is also our phone number, 410-WCBM 680. Did you ever realize that? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've probably said that a few times in 29 years.
Well, I've heard a few times the last two years.
Yeah. So you're listening to WCBM 680, and then you try to connect the dots if you want to call in. You say, well, he said that WCBM 680 is a phone number. Well, you put a 410 in front of it and hit WCBM 680, 922-6680 if, you know, you don't like translating the letters into the numbers and all that stuff, but... You know, does my phone even have that? Let's see. My phone doesn't even have a dial or buttons. Does anybody's anymore? Chris, does your phone have buttons?
I'm checking right now.
No, there's no buttons on your phone. It's just, you just touch these little numbers on the screen. And underneath the numbers, underneath the big numbers are the little letters. So, you know, if I say 410... That can be, well, there's no letters connected with one.
There never has
been.
Well,
I guess it all depends on what phone you've got, because on mine, I've got letters with my numbers.
Yeah, but I do too, but you don't have any letters under one.
There never has been.
No, I don't. It looks like it's like a rewind button or something.
That's voice. That means voicemail.
Oh, okay.
That's what that means.
I just thought Star 86 was voicemail.
Star 80... Yeah,
well,
Star 86 is voicemail.
Verizon, yeah,
Star 86 is voicemail. But I hit either GHI,
mm-hmm,
voicemail plus.
Ah.
And then you can hit all the other numbers.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Or just hit 410 like every normal person would do.
That's true. Or you know what they could do is they could put WCBM in their speed dial and just give us, you know, one or two button hit and boom, they're in here.
Put us in your contacts.
Speed
dial contacts.
There you go.
Yeah. Put Outdoorsman Radio Show WCBM 680. See how long it takes to type that in there for your contacts.
Well, the first time it's going to take a little while, but after that, it's like one or two button hits, and boom, you're in here.
Exactly. I like it.
We're being innovative.
We're using technology to its fullest benefit.
Exactly right. The oldest media, radio.
Exactly.
To tell people about the newest technology.
That's right. Do it faster than any other medium on the earth.
You know what's interesting?
What?
People still have to use old media.
Mm-hmm.
Print, radio, mm-hmm, and television to alert people to what their website is.
Yep.
Huh?
How do you find out about a website? You what? You see something on TV? Or you hear something on the radio?
Or if you still read the newspaper.
Or if you still read a printed publication, you know.
Or my news feed, or my Facebook. Or, yeah.
That's
I got
what,
it.
Yeah.
That's not old print media.
Yeah, but you don't find out about every website on the web. Well, as much time as you spend there, you probably do. 410 WCBM 680, 922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call.
You should appreciate how much time I spend on there, because you get a lot of information to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right.
I remember that.
Acting on tips from public and social media posts, the Maryland Natural Resources police officers were able to connect a string of illegal hunting incidents. Last month, officers served warrants on homes in Garrett County before filing the following charges. Tyler Michael DeWitt, 21, Swanton, Maryland, was cited for 30 violations that could lead to a total maximum fine of $45,500 and revocation of his hunting privileges for up to 5 years. He's accused of hunting during a closed season, possessing of deer in a closed season, hunting deer at night, hunting deer with a spotlight, shooting from a vehicle, hunting without written permission, removing the head or hide of a deer before check-in, failing to report a turkey kill, and obstructing or hindering a police investigation. Dakota Lee Heinball, 29, of Oakland, was cited for 24 violations that could lead to fines totaling $39,500 and revocation of his hunting privileges for up to 5 years. He's accused of hunting without a license, hunting during a closed season, possessing of deer in closed season, hunting deer at night, hunting deer with a spotlight, hunting without written permission, and removing the head or hide of a deer before check-in. Michael Allen DeWitt, 42, father of Tyler Michael DeWitt, was charged with obstructing and hindering a police investigation and littering after his son Tyler warned him in April to throw away packages of deer meat and antlers kept at the senior DeWitt's home. He could be fined $1,500 and sentenced to serve 30 days in jail. Donald Lee Heinbaugh, Jr., 41, I don't know what his relationship is to Dakota, of Oakland, received citations for failing to report two deer kills, aiding and abetting hunting without a license. He faces a fine of up to $1,500. And Philip Lyle DeWitt, the DeWitts and the Heinbaughs, 58. Mountain Lake Park received citations for failing to report a kill and failing to record the kill on his big game harvest record. He could be fined a maximum of $3,000. So you got 58-year-old Philip, 42-year-old Michael, and 21-year-old Tyler DeWitt. And then you got Donald Lee Heinbaugh, Jr., 41, and Dakota Lee Heinbaugh, 29. In connection with the investigation, Maryland State Police charged Lucas Isaac Holler, 18, of Oakland, and James Wesley Lewis, 19, of accident, each with possession of a rifle or a shotgun after conviction of a disqualifying crime and illegal possession of ammunition. So these two sound like stellar individuals who may have been convicted of felonies early on. 18 and 19. Not even out of their teens yet. The weapons carries a maximum penalty of 3 years in prison and a fine of $1,000. And the ammunition charge carries a maximum jail sentence of 1 year and a fine of up to $1,000. Here's what the investigation revealed. DeWitt and Heinbaugh engaged in night hunting on several occasions from roads in southern Garrett County. The other men were implicated in the activities. In April, officers searched an area near Graham Road and found about a dozen deer carcasses dumped over the embankment. Some of the heads of the carcasses had the skull plate and antlers removed, while antlered deer with small racks were intact. And here's what pisses me off about whoever wrote this. They had to add in a common practice among, quote, trophy hunters. These men had nothing to do with trophy hunting. These men are game thieves. They have stolen the animals from the citizens of Maryland and other hunters have been robbed of the opportunity, perhaps harvesting one of these animals. They did it illegally, at night, light. They did it without written permission. They have nothing to do with legitimate hunters. And I don't understand why whoever wrote this, the DNR, would have quoted, quote, you know, put trophy in parentheses like that's some bad thing. So, we'll see where this goes. Looks like some of these boys were charged under the Poaching Restitution Act, which we hope. Whew. Congrats to the NRP and the state police for doing that. Let's see. Washington County man was charged last Friday with multiple counts of illegal deer hunting after a citizen reported hearing gunfire near his Clear Spring home. Jeremy Tyler Gardner, 26, of Hagerstown, charged with hunting while intoxicated. Great. Hunting with a light, shooting across the road, having a loaded weapon in a vehicle, hunting on private land without written permission, hunting coyotes in a closed season. Gardner was also charged by Maryland State Police while driving while intoxicated. Trial date in Washington District Court has not been set. If found guilty of all charges, he could be sentenced to serve up to 1 year in prison, pay up to $10,000, $500 in fines, and have his hunting privileges revoked for up to 3 years. These guys are bad guys, and we have a little something for them. Well, I didn't say put it away. Here's our message. I'd like to see a few of these fellows do some hard labor. You know? They did this for money. I don't know if they did it for meat. They just did it for fun. They threw the deer carcasses away. Evil little. Almost said something bad. I really dislike poaching and people who participate in that. So. Well, thank goodness the law won on that one. All right, we're done. What are your comments? 410 WCBM 680.
I thought of something. You know, you talked about those kids being young and not other teens, and I guess the other ones were in their early 20s, right?
A couple of them, yeah.
But the worst thing is they are learning to know better, but look, their dads came in and helped them afterwards. They should definitely know better.
It's generational. The fathers are ne'er-do-wells. The grandfathers are ne'er-do-wells. What do you expect from the kids? They're just taking it to the next level, you know? Just taking it to the next level. That's all.
I'm just saying. You said they, you know, they're not even out of that age, but their fathers helped them. For God's sake, they should be the ones that should know better and be teaching them, but they're not. You're right.
You're right. What kind of life lesson? Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Morning, Alan, Robin.
Good morning, Fran.
A little more woke this week. Like everybody last week, we will all think a little sleepy or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I was falling asleep sitting right here. So.
Yep, you're right.
You know, last week, I don't think been the first caller before, but your subject matter that you were just talking about.
Yes.
Last week, you touched upon what was the purpose of the rule book. The hunting rule book.
Yeah.
And I don't think any, we got all on other stuff. And
yeah.
But let me say this. Other than the bugs, Robin, the hunting rule book is extremely important.
Yes, it is.
Because there's even little tiny things in there that you're not supposed to do.
Right.
That you need to be familiar with.
Right.
And the other thing is all these things these guys were doing is like common sense stuff, you know. But if you break those rules, the consequences can be severe. And not only that, they change some things from year to year?
Of course they do.
When you get your new book. So what may have been okay last year may not be okay this year. And if you don't familiarize yourself out there, you're in danger of all kinds of things, maybe even suspended licenses, who knows. Mm-hmm. And that will really hurt a hunter. But you could lose your guns, your ammunition, things that you bought, paid good money for. And I have a message for these people, the new people that want to go into the woods and see if they like it.
Yeah, the apprentice hunting program.
Well, that's well and great, but please familiarize yourself with that hunting rules book this year.
Oh, they've got to take an online hunting course.
Yeah, if you haven't taken it. So if you got somebody taking you out, mentoring you,
mm-hmm.
both of you need to make sure you familiarize yourself with the latest book.
Well, you're right, and that's part of the requirement for getting the license. You do have to pass an online course.
Okay.
It's an abbreviated course.
Well,
it's not the full hunter safety education course.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why the hunter safety education instructors had a little bit of heartburn about this, you know, thing. You know, they just didn't want to see people who were, you know, not taking the full course out
right.
there. But if you're with somebody who has taken the course and, you know, at least has some semblance of responsibility
right.
And is a licensed hunter, you know, then it's one way to recruit new people into the ranks.
Oh, sure, that's fine. But like I said, even though you've taken the course,
yep.
every year you better recheck those rules,
yep.
you know, before you go out.
Hey, Fran, we met our buddy Dan last night when we got into town, your buddy Dan. And we have a beautiful crossbow in a case with the broadheads and everything you need.
Oh, my goodness.
Arrows, broadheads, everything you need. And it's yours, fully yours.
Well, thank you so much. I need, you know, to get it whenever I can.
I know. We're working on that.
I've got to start practicing somewhere.
Sure.
We're having so much going on here in Baltimore, I may just practice right outside. No, I won't do that. Maybe I can bring down the crime rate. No. All right, well, you two have a good one.
Silent but deadly, Fran.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. We got somebody on the other line.
Okay.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Fran.
Morning, Chuck.
Well, we got Fran's crossbow, Chuck, so we got to figure out how to get her. We got to figure out how to get her to the range, you know?
Right. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yes, we were. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you for sending me that link on the poachers. It does look like with some of those fines in the 30s and 40s of thousands of dollars that these guys were charged under the Poaching Restitution Act.
I sure hope so. They're low life.
They are low life. No question about it. No question about it. So, but you know, it's generational. What can I say?
Yeah.
So, and then they got their buddies involved. They're felonious buddies, apparently.
Right. And the next generation will probably come up and do the same thing.
It's got to stop somewhere.
Yep, it sure does.
You know, it's got to stop somewhere. So. But there are other issues out there in other parts of the state that we're dealing with. And I just want to mention this to our listeners. If you're not a member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, go online to mdhuntingcoalition.org and sign up. It's free. All we need is your email address. We're not going to sell your information. All we want to do is send you information, send you a newsletter, give you the links to things that are going on. Tell you about, yeah, and we might ask you for a contribution, but you know, Chuck, you've gotten our newsletters. We don't beat you about the head and shoulders for money, do we?
Well, I was going to be smart and say yes. Yeah, no, you don't.
No, exactly. Yeah, we're pretty. It works like this. If you believe in what we're doing and you want to support us, please do. Okay? So that's how that works. But get the newsletter because, you see, there are things on the newsletter that the coalition is doing. And we're gonna put a lot out there on the next newsletter, which is coming out this coming week. So it's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And then It says join for free or something like that on the website. And if you want me to send you the link, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll be glad to do that. So.
And there's a lot of information on the main page of the Hunting Coalition.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's. I'm eating a, what am I eating, a Rice Krispie treat?
Nothing good.
Nothing good. You're right. There's, you know, there's a rationale behind what we do there. There's some of the bills that we've had passed and, you know, a lot of the things that we do and we're, and what we've done in the past General Assembly. We had that in the last issue of Hunting Quarterly, but it's also online. A lot of things from down the pike last time you know, it was like we were playing tennis, two against one. So, and we were the one. But, and we do what we do. So we've been engaged even as late as yesterday, you know, with the coalition and with the department and with the General Assembly and that type of thing. So good stuff. All right.
Wait a minute. Chuck, before you go, please offer my condolences to Adrian about her dad.
Oh, Diane, sure. I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Very good, Fran.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know that we gave away a life membership the other week at the 3D shoot for
right.
CCBA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy that won it, Lenny, he lives up near Pittsburgh in Butler.
Right.
He decided he wanted to pass it on to a youth member because he said he doesn't need it. He's not disabled.
Right.
So I gave him some options. He decided on Dalton.
Oh, wow.
The kid from Alabama.
Yeah.
Last January. And we met by phone on Wednesday, me, Dalton's mom, and Lenny, and then Dale, the member that had sold him the ticket, and presented the license to Dalton.
Nice. Very nice.
So, if you remember when we talked to him, he's not a real talkative person.
Right.
But he was really floored, and he's humble and appreciative. His mom texted me and said he's walking around with the biggest smile on his face.
That's great. You guys, the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, do great work. And anybody with a disability that's listening can join that. You don't have to be from Maryland. You can be anywhere in the country.
And you can be an able-bodied member also. We can always use able-bodied members at events across the country.
Exactly right.
There is like our hunt. I mean, there's no hunt in Maryland, but I did the Southern Maryland show for the last few years.
Right.
I can always use help when I do that.
Yep.
And I'm going to be at the National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Yep.
This year I'll have Diane with me because she retired. So
got it.
Yeah. You know,
well, that's good.
I'm like you in the past. It's been just me in the booth.
Exactly. Good.
Good. Hey, did you get your bear lottery yet?
No, I didn't. I didn't enter yet.
Hurry up! You only got three weeks, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. We did bring the bear home the other day. The 2015 Maryland Black Bear. Yep, we brought that one home. So,
yeah. And you saw that picture of the bear
Bear and two cubs on your trail camera.
Right, and it was one the sow was climbing the tree next to my feeder, trying to get the feeder.
Yep. So. Well, maybe you'll pull a bear tag, put an end to those shenanigans.
Well, either me or Bob.
Yeah, but you got to take the feeder down long before that. So
I turn it off.
Yeah,
so. I quit suspension. For a couple weeks before the season.
Yep. So, all right, sir.
All right.
Okay. Ma'am.
Okay.
Fran, Chuck, thank you again. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day, guys.
See you guys. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Well, it's time for me to tell you about some of our sponsors, and one of those this time around is Chesapeake Outdoors, and they are having a terrific sale the last Saturday of this month. Is that the 26th, Robin? I think it is, right? 25th? 26th? It's the last Saturday of the month. Okay, so technology.
We did this before.
I know, we did it before. 26th. August 26th, Saturday. What you said. The store at Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And they're located on right just off Route 50, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. You go by the big green and I guess white sign right there, and then you take the exit and kind of go in the back door. But all Hoyt bows with a large selection in stock are on clearance, but that's not the biggest part. You can save up to 75% on Saturday, August 26th, on all types of stuff. And when we get a little closer, we'll tell you some of the stuff that's going to be on sale and some of the savings on that stuff. But it's all hunting accessories and gear and you name it. It's going to be there, and you can take a look at it. I mean, if you want new equipment for your bow, you know, sights and rests and things like that, that's all going to be good to go. But check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors on Saturday, August 26th, and you'll be glad you did. And if you're looking for a new bow, they've got the new Raven crossbows. They've got Barnett Mission crossbows, 10-point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and they do sell the great Matthews compound bows as well. So Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Little Glenn Campbell there in memory of the He was a terrific artist, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. It's unbelievable. He was also part of, oh, I won't remember the name of it, the group that did all the music groups that did all the music behind, like Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah.
The name
for
that group.
Yeah, he was a studio
The Wrecking Crew.
The what? The Wrecking Crew?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, correct.
They said they made most of, I mean, they were the ones that took those records over the top. They said they were amazing artists.
Yep. You're right, no question. 410 WCBM 680, and we got a call from, an email from Captain Don when we were going through all that, how to connect to WCBM. He said, just speak into your phone and say, call WCBM.
I was going to say that too, but I decided not to embarrass you.
Not embarrass me? I do it all the time. Like this.
I know.
I just pull up my Google bar and I press the button and I say, call Robin Franks. Mm-hmm. And it comes up, call Robin Pranks.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can do that too. Put the radio show contact number in your contacts and you just, Speaking of that, we should receive a couple of phone calls here anytime. That would be up to you all out there. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to hear your opinion on all this stuff in all this poaching stuff that is going on. You know, it goes on a lot. Believe it or not, there's a lot of poaching that happens here in Maryland. We have some deer poaching laws that have some real teeth in them now, finally. The question is, are these criminals being charged with those offenses? And if they are being charged, it is a mandatory penalty. These guys that are killing bucks, it's $2,000 to $5,000 for a buck under 150 inches. It's $5,000 to $10,000 mandatory for a buck over 150 inches, Boone and Crockett score. It's $300 to $500 for killing a white-tailed doe. It's $2,000 to $5,000 for killing a sick of doe or stag. And, are the laws being enforced? Are we looking for poachers? Are we really concerned about our natural resources? And in my estimation, the answer is no. The focus is not on our land-based deer population or any other land-based game animals here in the state of Maryland. You know, the focus has been on rockfish, oysters. You know, I stopped reading the oyster poaching violators, okay? I stopped reading them. Yeah, rockfish, they're kind of fun, but but that's been the focus of the Natural Resources Police, protect these oyster sanctuaries and to find these guys for, you know, violating oyster laws. Well, I get it. That's the Natural Resources, too. I get that. But when you kill a 150-pound animal and you let it lay, or you throw it down over an embankment just for the thrill of killing it, well, there's something wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of people like to see deer that don't hunt deer. There's a lot of us that hunt deer that like to eat deer. And we like to see the little ones grow up and thrive. And it's just, to me, the focus isn't there. Now, of course, this case was based on tips and complaints. But is there active patrols out there? I can't answer that question. I can't say that for sure. Okay. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Come on, folks, give us a call right here. Talk to Miss Robin if you don't want to talk to me. She'd love to talk to you. The new Maryland Hunting Quarterly has come out. It's finally hit the street. Not online yet. Will be soon. We've got some black bear tips from Dave Seacott in there, who's taken two. He actually killed the number one bear ever taken, the first bear hunt in Maryland. Whether it's been 14 years ago now? Yeah, I think so. 14 years ago, David took the number one bear first thing in the morning, Garrett County, and he has bear tag number 00001.
That's cool.
It is very cool.
What was yours?
790. 790, yeah. So we got that. And then the lottery information's in there. Ron Stressing wrote about morning doves. Jim Amrine wrote about 7 archery hacks to help your hunting success. And then we've got Ooh, Elk Burgers by Carol Sherrington. The Elk Burgers with garlic and onion butter. Elk Burgers au poivre with Madeira sauce. A little article about the Maryland Slayer. Who tore this art? Who tore the, did you?
You did. You told me
you
to.
You tore this out of here?
You told me to.
You tore that out of my magazine. I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the article about? Oh, we talk about 60 years at Clyde Sports Shop.
That's a great article.
Yeah, we'll talk about Clyde's here in a minute. Let's talk to Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Alan, how are you? And Bonnie, good morning to you, too.
Robin.
That's all right.
Robin, I mean. Okay.
That's all right. That's all right.
It's early. Don't worry about it.
I was looking at a picture of a friend of mine and his wife, and her name was Bonnie.
Ah.
So I got screwed up there a minute.
That's all right.
Talking about Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't want to change the channel on this.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Hunting and stuff, but I remember, I don't know, it was probably in the 70s, he rode that white horse out on the stage and was singing. You remember that?
Rhinestone Cowboy. Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. He rode that white horse out on the stage and was singing. I thought, oh, my God, look at this.
He was quite an entertainer. He
did. Yep, yes, he was.
In fact, that's what I think I put on Facebook as soon as I saw it. Rest in peace, my rhinestone cowboy. I love Glenn Campbell.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, he was something else. Well, that's all I had to say.
All right,
that's
buddy.
A great memory.
Appreciate that. Have you been crabbing?
And what's that?
Have you been crabbing?
No, you know, Alan, I just about gave it up. It's cheaper to go down here.
Don't name the place.
2 miles from, I'm not going to name the place.
Oh, okay.
2 miles from the house. In fact, I gave that woman one of your books. And she says, oh, yeah, we used to advertise on that. And what the heck's her name? I can't even think of her name. But, you know, it's just cheaper to go down there.
Sure.
And buy 2 dozen crabs than it is to go out 3:30 in the morning, drag your boat down the road, put your boat in the water. Well, hey, you might get a dozen crabs, you might get a bushel of crabs.
Right.
You might not get none. So I just go down there and buy them anymore.
Got it. All right, brother.
I'll talk to you.
You got it, Ron. Thanks.
All right, bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Anyway, I interviewed Bill Blamberg, the younger brother, at Clyde Sports Shop, and I interviewed Clyde. Now, a lot of people know Clyde because he's the face of Clyde Sports Shop. What a lot of people don't know is Clyde's father was also Clyde, and the sports shop wasn't named after Clyde the younger. It was named after Clyde the elder. So, you want to get that out there, okay? So, the article was long and came together. I didn't call back to find out if I was extremely accurate, but I think I was. But they talk about the boys growing up in the 50s, being teenagers. They talk about their time in the reserves and how they joined different in the National Guard. They joined different National Guard, what do they call them, units, to avoid, you know, both being gone at the same time. So one had, you know, one weekend and another the other. You know, they'd alternate so they had some time at the store. But during the Vietnam conflict, which started under Kennedy and tightened up in the mid-60s, you know, then it was all hands on deck for guard training and that type of thing. Now, they never saw deployment overseas, but both these guys trained at either, you know, Fort Meade or AP Hill. And when both their units were called up during the riots in Baltimore, the riots in Cambridge, both of them went there. But it was interesting, in the late 60s, they wrote a letter. They had a couple like Ivor Johnson handguns and some real inexpensive shotguns that they were selling, you know, a couple $100 shotgun or whatever it was back in the day. And they wrote a letter to Browning. Now, Browning was the creme de la creme back then. And wrote a letter and said, want to be a dealer. Browning rep shows up, a fellow by the name of Chuck Jensen, who I met a couple times, and he knew me and I knew him. And Chuck was on the, I believe, the 1963 Olympic shooting team, 63 and 66, if I recall. Well, 1968 or 69, he came into Clyde Sports Shop, which was smaller than it is now, and looked around, and there wasn't much there. And he was supposed to take pictures and send them back to Browning, you know, this sporting goods store. And somehow or another, he didn't take any pictures, so, whether by accident or design. And a couple weeks later, they got a letter and said they were approved as a Browning dealer. And I guess Chuck saw something in Bill and Clyde that he could deal with. And here they are, one of the number one Browning dealers on the East Coast. So, pretty interesting stuff. But it's all in the article if you'd like to read that. And Chuck unfortunately died in an airplane accident in North or South Carolina. I can't remember which. There were four guys killed. It was a golf outing, and the plane crashed. But it was very interesting to you know, go back and look back on some of these guys that I knew with Clyde. Of course, I've been working with him for 30-some years, but I called Chuck Jensen's former company that used to represent Browning and got a hold of a guy that I met back in 83, 84, who still works for that company. And we did some stuff together back in the mid-80s. You know, there was a big wholesaler up in northern Pennsylvania called Zambor, Z-A-M, Gene Zambor. Nice guy, big sporting goods store, wholesale and retail. And he would hold an event where all the factory reps would come in, you know, and then all the dealers would come in. It was a dealer show, basically. And I got to meet this guy and know this guy, and we went out to dinner with him. And he's still around. He's still doing it. He emailed me the other day. I left a phone message. He emailed me back. We've been back and forth a couple times. So, you know, but man, going back 30 years, whew, it's exhausting. It really is. But we've been all over the state. Robin and I have been all over the state. The magazines hit this Wednesday, and we've been as far as Hagerstown and as far as Mechanicsville and St. Mary's County, and we've been to Dorchester and Wicomico County, and, you know, we're just getting the magazines out. That's what we do. So, looks like a trip to Harford and Cecil County today. So, however, it would be nice to get a phone call this hour. Next hour, we've got a guest. Eric Zlokovich is going to be talking about Maryland fishing across the state, and he'll be joining us in the next hour, so that's going to be good. If you have any comments on anything we talked about this morning or anything you want to talk about, now is the time. Now is the time. So, I just mentioned the history of Clyde Sports Shop. I just want to tell you where they're located, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. They have everything you need for fishing and crabbing and hunting and ammo and gun repairs and rod and reel repairs and new line on your fishing reel and all the lures and all the accessories for hunting and muzzleloader, you name it, all the optics. Why not give them a call? 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474. 247-FISH for the where they're biting and what they're biting on.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Thunderstorms rumbling in for the top of our weekend forecast here in Baltimore as the cold front moves on through. Had some heavy rain around, and showers, thunderstorms continue here into the early afternoon today in the low 80s. Clearing tonight, 64. Partly cloudy, lower humidity tomorrow. Nice-looking Sunday. High temps near 80 degrees, good 10 degrees below average. More thunder showers possible for Monday and low 80s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best
stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPN.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, a squirrel ran up hard, Newland's coveralls, and Harve leaped to his feet, said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
You know, I hear a lot about hunting bears, but very few things about recipes. The only one I've ever heard was Ernest Hemingway when they were hunting bear. They mm-hmm. just roasted over an open fire and with backstrap molasses, and then they would drink plenty of bourbon with it. Other than that,
well, I actually
the bourbon was for them, not for the bear.
Not for the bear, sure, yeah. We utilized the bear I took in Maryland in 2015, quartered it, and took it to the deer processor, and had it actually up at. Where'd I take it? Custom Deer Processing. We met Ed the other day. And Ed has a bear bologna recipe that's just first rate. And we had it all made into bear bologna, and it was wonderful.
Bear bologna or bear sauce? Bear bologna.
Does it tend to be tough if it's not processed? Like
the only way I've ever had it, Ross, I've never had the cuts, you know, the steaks and that type
right.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I've ever had it was in sausage or bologna.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, bears can be very fatty. They were talking, I was talking to, what's Jason Carter's wife's name?
Jennifer,
yeah, Jennifer Carter. They got it. They got a bear into mount that was almost 600 pounds mm-hmm. from North Carolina, and she said the hide must have weighed over 100 pounds because of the fat on it. So they're a very fat creature, but you know bear grease was used for generations for a variety of factors, you know, for cooking and everything else. It's like lard, and it's very tasty, but the cuts of bear meat are not all that good.
Right.
And in particular, northern bears in the spring, like Maine and some of the New England states, I guess, and Canada, where they have a spring bear season, you've got to be very careful. There are a couple things that can affect them. Bears carry a lot of parasites and can carry trichinosis, just like a hog. So you've got to be very careful the way it's cooked, and when we go to Canada, we donate our carcasses to the locals. They want them, they know how to use them, and we don't bring the meat back. But it's mm-hmm. Not recommended to either. So
mm-hmm. very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So. Well, thanks a lot.
You All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
I'll be
Ross.
Listening to part two of your show.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks,
care.
Ross. Take
Bye.
Care, buddy. Bye-bye. Here he goes. All right. Yeah, we're almost out of here for the hour. Sorry it wasn't more exciting. But the poaching guys, they started us off in a down kind of commentary. I don't like seeing poachers. I told you the story, and I don't have to repeat it about why I don't like poachers. Saw an 8-point buck poached on my very first day, on my very first buck hunt when I was 13 years old, 50 years ago. And, the deer had been shot the night before and left to freeze. And the two guys that dragged it out, I'll never forget the look on my dad's face when he looked at me, with disgust. And I knew then what happened. And at that point, I think that was the early stages of me very, very much disliking people who didn't do things in the ethical way. So, 13 years old, buddy, and here we are, 63, 50 years later. We've got the Poaching Restitution Act, and an organization I'm executive director of was responsible for getting passed through General Assembly. And I'm very proud of that. So, anyway, email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Eric Slokovich is coming up next. Talk about Maryland fishing. And we'll be back after the break.